Barry, what's said in the room after something like that happens, where you lose the lead like that?
Well, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn. I mean, I thought in this building, this is a pretty hostile building. For 54 minutes, I thought we played a really good road game. Obviously, they scored the second goal, and the crowd got into it, and we got on our heels a little bit. And then, you know, obviously we got through that, and we're on the power play. And, you know, if you can just hang on to it, you know that they're going to try to get the goalie out if they get possession. And you just got to be really hard 5-on-5. And, we blocked a shot and then lost a little bit of a puck race. We couldn't find the puck, and they get it tied up, and the building's gone crazy, and now you're in 3-on-3. So it's a tough way to lose points. We should have sealed the deal. I thought we should have been on the power play the whole time in overtime. I thought the penalty was warranted on the first slash for 2 minutes. The referee's arm went up, and the second slash on Beagle, that was not a hockey play. That was not a hockey play. There was no intention of getting the puck or trying to get the puck. He was already by him. And at that point, we probably should have put it in an empty net. But
do you feel like the slash impeded the pass that would have made it?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's obviously, he didn't come back, and he was in a lot of pain. And you have to look at it. You'll see it was not a hockey play.
Do you have any update on Beagle's health?
I don't right now, to be honest with you. We'll have to probably have something in the morning for you.
Ultimately, then the slash wins the game for the Jets.
Potentially.
Braden said maybe you guys were kind of arrogant on that power play. I mean, did you feel like it just should have been simpler, maybe not force anything there? I mean, what kind of did you see on that?
Well, I looked more in the D zone. I thought, you win possession, you hold possession, and you don't just do anything too risky. If you lose possession, then you got to go get it. They only have four guys on the ice and a goaltender, and you got to stay hard on the puck, and we weren't able to do that. And they got down the ice and got some zone time. And I thought we had it blocked. I mean, we had it blocked. We had possession of it below the goal line once. We threw it in the corner. They got possession again and threw it to the net. We got possession again and lost. They couldn't find it, and they found it and put it in the back of the net.
Like you said, you played about 54 minutes of pretty good road hockey, and you got an off day tomorrow. You guys were pretty good at breaking the puck out and not getting hemmed tonight. Do you feel like you can go back to those 54 minutes?
We're all looking at the end, but there was a good process. We haven't played 54 minutes of good hockey for a while, so. Yeah, I'm trying to take the positive out of it. Is this, this building is I put it up there with the Vegases and the Nashvilles, and that are hard buildings to come in and play. This crowd was quiet. We kept them quiet. I could hear myself yelling on the bench and stuff like that. They got the second goal and they got loud, and they feed on that. That's why they have a good home record.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.